This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The safety of their children has always been the number one goal for most parents. But how can you keep your child safe from themselves? Suicide is one of the top five causes of death in teens and adolescents in the United States. Terry Thomas, a psychologist at Health Point Center, explains the dangers of teen suicide and ways to prevent it on today's Time to Talk.
Terry Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jay.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about how prevalent is teen suicide?
It's the third leading cause of death for youth between the ages of 10 and 24 and results in approximately 4,600 lives lost each year. The deaths from youth suicide are only part of the problem, though. More young people survive suicide attempts than actually die. And in a nationwide study of high school students in the United States, 16% of the students reported seriously considering suicide. 13% reported creating a plan, and 8% reported trying to take their own life in the 12 months preceding the survey.
A significant public health issue that we need to be having this conversation about.
Absolutely.
What are some of the most common risk factors? And I know that you have different ones for different age groups when we're talking about kids.
One of the more obvious ones, I suppose, would be experiencing an episode of depression, but also having a family history of depression. And sometimes that's difficult to determine because, you know, in children and adolescents, sometimes depressive symptoms can manifest in different ways that aren't so obvious. What I discuss with parents and try to do in terms of education and understanding of the risk factors is I talk to them about acute changes in either emotional state or behavior.
I have a middle schooler at my house.
Okay.
And those are actually pretty common. Mood swings happen. How do you tell
right.
the difference?
And sometimes that can be difficult, depending on the developmental stage of the young person. A lot of changes and erratic behavior is normative at many stages along the way. However, if it's incongruent with what you know about your child and it's significant, and you see that acute drop in functioning, and you also can look at school performance, there's a dramatic change there. Their social life, if they start to withdraw or isolate. There's other things too, looking at sleep and eating patterns, if those change dramatically, as well as having an irritable mood that's not congruent with actually more the normative teenage stuff, becoming more aggressive, overtly hostile.
So what are some of the things that I would need to do as a parent if I saw some of these risk factors?
The first thing, and this is what I try to encourage with parents, is it's all about the relationship, keeping the lines of communication open, being accessible and responsive to your children, and asking sometimes the tough questions, like, you know, do you feel sad or depressed? I've noticed some changes, and I'm here. I'm wanting you to try to open up to me and that sort of thing. And sometimes that's a difficult process as well.
Where do I reach out for resources as a parent?
The internet's a good source, obviously. They have several internet-based agencies, but we also have a local agency here, the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. They're a great resource for information and also parent education, as well as programs for youth and adolescents.
Terry Thomas is a psychologist at Health Point Center. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.